Blog Hello all and welcome to Awakening, part of the Converging Flow. Wonderful to connect with all of you in the chat room and on the phone lines that are already coming into the space of Awakenings. And hello to all of you listening live via Cosmic Dimensions. And also welcome all of you that will be listening later in the archives. I welcome you all with such love and support, and it's great to be here. Those of you that are just tuning in, I'm Michelle Mache, your host, and as I like to say, co-pilot, fellow traveler upon the path. So if you're just tuning in, Awakenings Radio hosts interviews and dialogues with conscious teachers, experts, people that are living a spiritually integrated life, that are focused on conscious living and taking this consciousness, this conscious awareness into their life. And Awakenings is part of the Converging Flow, so it's a place for people for all walks of life, all sectors, all denominations, all types of career paths come together. The one thing that is all in common is that there has been a process of awakening in these people's lives, and they feel compelled, they feel inspired to share this awakened state and make the changes in their life that allow themselves to live more conscious, more awake, more aware, and also perhaps to give back to the community or humankind in their own way. In their own way, whatever that is for them. And Awakenings, we also, in our highlighting of spiritual teachers, conscious beings, awakening experts, visionaries, scientists, people from the backgrounds of quantum physics, there's a relaying of useful information and insight, whether it's coming live through the interview process, dialoguing, or even in the sacred space of empowerment room, also known as the chat room. So it's really a place to get your support, to get that insight and inspiration so that you can keep awake and live more consciously. And also, if you would love to call in, I love calls. This is an interactive radio program. So calling in is wonderful. And the number is 347-539-5122. And we will be absolutely taking calls today, also doing readings, channeled readings and psychic readings. And we will be getting to the readings in just a few minutes. I want to, so those of you that are waiting on the lines, we will be doing readings. Many of you know the story of Awakenings, how it came into being, and just short version, I was guided by the spiritual hierarchy to do this in the Oversouls about 2 years ago, and we started on cosmicdimensions.com, cosmicdimensions.biz, which still streams the program live, and there's archives as well there, as well as on some other podcast stations, iTunes, of course, and, of course, Blog Talk, our home. So the whole idea with the Awakenings was to chronicle the succession of awakenings that people are going through and the quickening that's happening in the shift, and to be a connecting point in consciousness, if you will, and to assist, support, learn as well, and relay useful insight, information. And at the time, I was also asked to do the channeling and the readings, and many of you know I've done a few, and a lot of times when my colleague and playmate, Paulo Di Oro, Maui Shaman, comes on, we do as well. And yeah, T-Boy, I did say Cosmic Dimensions. I believe it's cosmicdimensions.com. You've got it, Dimensions, D-I-M-I-N. And then the idea was also to at some point take questions, email questions, phone calls, and also open the channel to facilitate. Now, for the beginning, I didn't think I could do that and man the switchboard, but it seems like I am able to do that pretty well anyway. So if I miss a call or I miss a please call back, and if I miss you in the chat room, you know, type in caps. That helps me see things better. It just kind of sticks out more, you know, easily in the chat room, so I can see that there's a question or a comment. So that once, I guess where we'll be doing this about once a month, that way you don't get too tired of me. How's that? So one thing I wanted to touch on are some email questions that have come to me. And by the way, it's really easier for me to get the emails and look through them if you email at info@selfinlight.com. And that's info@selfinlight.com, info@selfinlight.com, because I rarely check the blog talk email, and it's just easier to send from my email on the desktop or have my assistant send stuff through her Selfinlight email as well. But I do love the email. I love this, you know, a lot of you that have been sending appreciation emails. That's so amazing. Thank you, thank you. And even some of you that we've never met because we haven't seen each other in the chat or you haven't called in, but that are listening to the archive. So I do appreciate it, as well as the show ideas and guest suggestions. So all of that is great because I really look at this as a collective. It's really all of us coming together. You know, it's like a happening at your house, you know, party, a gathering at your house. And Light said, what are we doing once a month? Channeled guidance and psychic readings, channeled readings. Many of you know the transmissions are easier to do ongoing because that's just an alignment process, working with the subtle energy through the etheric field. So that we just do. Yes, readings today. And we also already had some questions, so that I do want to get to a couple of those already. And again, thank you for the emails. And also catch us on Facebook, Awakenings Radio. That's the page. We've got some wonderful inspirational thoughts there. We've got some people that have, you know, uploaded some great videos and shared their stories of awakenings and how they're doing on the path and what they see coming up. So that's another way. And, of course, Twitter at Awakening. So some people emailed some questions in, and one of the questions was about, let me just find it again, the rays. And, I hope I have it here. When we talked about yesterday. Okay. So the question was, what color do we come in on? Now, that's a very good question. That's great, Light. Debbie's putting, how about Awakenings meeting on 11/11? Okay, putting it down. That's great. The channeling on 11/11. I love it. Great suggestion, Light. And that came from the chat room, from Little Light. That's a big light. So one of the questions was, what ray do we come in on? And everyone comes in with a predominant ray. You have all rays in your auric field or make up your auric field. Just some are more predominant. And that would be your emphasis on what you're doing this lifetime. It's interesting for me, I come in on the magenta ray, and there is a book, Illumined Ones, or something like that, or a website link I can find that if anyone's really curious about that. But it's of the 11th chakra. And what's interesting is I had that information before I actually saw, before I had Kirlian photography where my aura picture was taken. And I was giving a workshop on energetic and light healing, similar to pranic energy, bioenergy alignment. I was teaching this technique. And as part of the workshop, I brought in a Kirlian photographer to take everyone's picture of everyone's aura before and after the healing sessions that we were doing on each other. And mine, it was this just magenta with a lot of white aura in it. So it was interesting because of the whole correspondence. That's a lot of people working with community, humanity. It's working, it integrates the fourth chakra or the ray of that pink energy of self-love, love of others, and self-acceptance, but it brings it into that universal or humanitarian area or level. And Sylvia's putting, wow, that's so cool, Michelle, in the chat. Yeah, you know what I find? If you're really on your path, you will tend to get confirmation of that something is true or not, or is right for you. If you remain, you know, open or aligned, or even ask for those, you know, confirmations, if you will. So what do the rays mean? They're just, we're comprised this love light energy, okay? We are a vibrational frequency. We're an intersection of a wavelength, if you will, and a pulse of energy. That creates that vortex of energy or that equal or equident cross, that there's energy coming from as above, as so below. There's energy coming from the up above to below, and from below up to up above, from the left to the right, from the right to the left. So we have in the center is reflecting consciousness. And I don't want to get too totally deep into all this, but in the center of that, the frequencies, if you will, that are measuring to create form, that signature vibrational frequency, is us. So in a sense, we're the intersection of this vibrational frequency in light and sound waves. So the light or the ray is just a manifestation of your soul's focus, what you're focused on, or the predominant energy that you come in. So the ray is energy in a light form, you know, it's a little bit denser because from vibration comes the light, and from the light begins to come the physical body, actually thought forms and physical body. So it's a further manifestation of that which you are, I guess is a good way to put it. And this person saw turquoise, more white, a little less blue, and even a little less green. Now, sometimes what happens is what you'll see, maybe you're getting a healing. So sometimes somebody may be having, let's say, a predominant, a lot of yellow, let's say, in their aura. So they may be working more on the mental plane, or they may be teaching. The yellow can come up as when you're teaching, or you come in on that ray as a teacher, and then maybe you're receiving some healing energy, so there's a rebalancing taking place, so some green will be coming in. But the predominant rays have to do with the focus of what you're to do on this dimension. What is your main input? What is your main focus? What is the main reason that you incarnated, that you became in physical form? What are you anchoring here? And I'll just go over this just a little bit, that the ray one has a lot to do with willpower. The color is red. It has to do with energy and action. It's a moving forward. It's very dynamic. Okay, it's connects in with our intention. Ray two is the heart, and that has to do with love and wisdom and compassion. It's the Christos, the Christ, or the cosmic Christ, if you will. It has, and that is also blue. It can also be white. Now, there's some variations on this because it can also be pink as well. The third ray has to do with your purpose. It has to do with adapting. It has to do with the throat chakra as well. Ray four is harmony or beauty. It has to do with expression. It also has to do with harmonizing. Some people say conflict, harmony through conflict. And the fifth ray is the scientist, meditation, knowledge, and science. So it's bridging the knowledge and the science, or science and spirituality. Ray six has a lot to do with the devotee, or what we would say following a path of devotion. This is where you have chanting. This is where you have people that come together to celebrate life or be devotional to life. It also is about idealism. The seventh ray has a lot to do with magic. It has a lot to do with ritual. It's drawing in the violet ray of light. The attribute is to create cooperation. It's also about making that which is less ideal more and more ideal. Okay, we have another question here. If the past, future, and present all exist simultaneously and parallel. Yes, they do. So you can reach into the past or the future. You have a future self, and you have a past self, and you have a present self. So it's all just different ways of looking at things. In other words, I could look at my hand right now, and I could see the totality of my hand, or I could see each finger individually, or I could see that the fingers are all the same, but the palm is different, or I could see that the palm and the fingers are connected, and then I can see that the finger and the palms are connected, and the wrist is connected. So it's just the way that we manage energy and the way that we manage the way that we look at our life or our incarnation or how this life unfolds. So you can be in one module or one belief system of past, present, and future and work within that, and it's also happening simultaneously. There's a simultaneous reality that's also going on, and we shift back and forth, especially in the dream state. We definitely shift back and forth. So, yes, there's parallel universes that we can be aware of living in, traveling in, because it's all just consciousness. So even as I'm speaking to you and I'm sitting here in my studio, if I relax my awareness, relax my consciousness, I can tap in and be with each and every one of you and even visually see you. But my consciousness is still here. So I'm still here, but I'm there. It just depends where I choose to put my awareness and how I choose to look at that which I am experiencing. So it's both. And you know that you're in the land of spirit or the land of the soul when you're seeing things from the point of view of and, not just either or. Ooh, a parakeet, dancing wolf. What does a parakeet stand for when I'm seen in spirit? The parakeet, many birds, but especially the talking birds, have a lot to do with being a messenger. So on some level, you're being asked to see yourself as a messenger or to connect into the messenger within. It's a spirit. It's a messenger for spirit. And the parakeets also tend to bond to their companions. They're very personal birds as well. So the message that you would be delivering would be very personal, okay? And I want to say perhaps even to some family members, some people that are around you, that there's some things that you're seeing that maybe you need to communicate. And Sylvia said, I saw a red M&M big, and it said, Michelle. Well, I tend to do a lot of astral travel and visiting. So that could be that as well. Hi, Viv, in the chat room. Ooh, nudges. How about an elephant or a polar bear? Now, elephant, what you want to do when you're looking at when you're receiving messages through the animal kingdom, through our animal beings, you always want to connect into first and foremost, how does it make you feel? How does that image or that animal being make you feel? Are there any preconceived notions? Are there judgments about that animal, what they do or don't do or should do? And then also look at the instinctual part of those beings. What do they instinctually do? Because very often they're coming as an instinctual awareness to us. The elephant has a lot to do with abundance. It also is about stillness, meditation, being centered. It's also about allowing yourself to take up more space, to be comfortable in your life, in your space. Now, it's interesting, Nudges, that both the questions, the elephant or the polar bear, they're very large animal beings. So there is something for you about allowing yourself to take up more space, to be fully in your life, fully present. The polar bear, again, in a sense, a lot of times the bear medicine is about going within, getting that stillness. Also look at how the polar bear lives. How is that reflecting to you? You know, being able to be on the land, being in the water, also being able to swipe the fish, get what they need and want. An elephant definitely also gets what they need and want. You know, an elephant is also very gentle, you know, can turn on people, but rarely does. Lives in families, very, very supportive of their young, very tribe-like. Many travel together. Most of them travel together. Also, the elephant is, Ganesh is symboled by the elephant, so removing obstacles. And doesn't an elephant do that? When it comes through a village or something, whatever is in its way is moved over or crushed over. So where do you need to overcome some obstacles? Is there an obstacle there, or do you need to connect in to that inner knowing through the polar bear medicine to connect in to see what's new coming through for me that I can assist in this, help along in this, so that I am not being my own obstacle, so that I'm receiving the message that I need as well. Okay, we're going to get to a couple of the callers and see, and we'll do this intermittently. I will get to the questions as well as talk about what do these signs mean for on your soul's path? What are the soul's messages? Hello, 407, you're on Awakenings. Hello, welcome in light.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Who is this?
My name is Karen. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Wonderful to connect.
Thank you. I have been going through a really difficult time the past two or three years, and I'm wondering if I'm coming out on the light and wanting to know what the spirits have to say.
Okay, let me just retune in, line in. Now, I feel, did you also move at that point, or you're thinking about moving?
I'm thinking about moving.
Yeah, you need to move. That will help as well. You cleared out a lot of stuff. This is why things were really emotionally, relationship-wise, up and down, why you're not feeling like you're where you need to be living arrangement-wise, and why you're feeling that you need to move is because you have made some major shifts. There's been some major shifting on emotional
mm-hmm.
and mental realm. I'm also feeling that your health is coming back up.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so that's definitely
that's really
turning
important.
Around. That's turning around. And the new place where you move is going to be more of a reflection. I want to say to you, you need more light. I want to see a big window with a lot of light
mm-hmm.
coming in. Do you have that now? Because I'm seeing one
no,
window that
I
you
don't.
Tend to
One of the reasons why I want to move, because it's a very dark place.
It's too dark for you, yeah. And I also see in this window, I'm seeing like blinds, but I see shears, very sheer fabric, very sheer curtains,
okay.
so that the light always comes in and that you can wake up with the light. In a sense, what I feel around you psychically is that your rhythms have been completely off. You've been set upside down.
Mm-hmm.
But now things are brightening up. So here's the image I'm getting. You know, when you know you're seasoning, let's say you're making a wonderful soup, you turn over the pepper or the salt or the allspice or whatever you're using, and you shake it out. Shake. So you've really, things have been shaken out of you. Mm-hmm. And I do feel that you're feeling freer to focus more on you and what you really want to do. And I'm telling you, this next move, I can see the place already. The place is there for you.
I've been wanting to move to the coast and be by the water so I can heal. That's my goal.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I see water, but I also see, like, open land a little bit.
Oh, really?
So, you said Florida. So there must be a park or land or opening or something. And it looks like, it doesn't look like flat land. I feel like there could be a little bit sand dunes or something, or hilly kind of area near where you move. But I definitely do see you near water, and I feel like you're going to find, it's not too far from you, probably a next town over. I'm not sure you're going to stay in the same exact little town that you're in.
I'm in Orlando.
Ah, so there's not water there.
There's not a whole
lot
of water. Yeah, there's not a lot of water here, other than the water parks.
No, then you're going to move, because I see you out of that area.
Mm-hmm. I was hoping.
Yeah, I see you out of that area. And next year at the latest, I want to say, I don't feel it's this year. I also see you reading a lot. There's a lot to do with reading and study, and I see you at a library.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a bookstore as well, getting some books. I feel like there's some new training that you're going to do that also assists you in bringing in more income. So there is something new coming in for you also work-wise.
Is there a job change? Is that what's going to shift the mood?
Well, if it's not a job change, then you're studying for something within your field that adds to what you're doing.
Okay.
Because I feel like your job, it can bring you to that new town or new location.
Okay. Okay, great. Looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to a change. I think I'm stuck in a rut.
Yeah, let's see. What do you need to do to make this movement? Let me ask the guides. One thing I want to say is get the body moving. I don't care if it's light stretching, something to get the body moving, a little bit of walking. And you need to actually get in your car and do some day trips, maybe even an overnighter, to the coast. You need to start bridging your energy there and begin moving and allow that movement and begin looking around.
Okay.
I don't see you staying in the area that you're at. I really don't.
Okay. And do you know when that's going to happen, like the next 3 months or 6 months? Or?
I feel you'll probably, I would say next year, I would say after May, I feel like you're going to get more energy a little bit more towards the end of the year, but especially February, March, I see you really, like, I'm done with this. I really need someplace else.
Yeah.
That light, you've got to have a place with more light. That's the first thing that I saw was that window and the light coming in.
Well, you're definitely right on about my health, because I have a chronic condition I was born with, and it's kept me pretty sedentary, actually, the last couple years. So
yes.
Them to say get moving, that really hits home. I mean, I understand
slowly,
that. Yeah.
Little by little. Now, I do feel a community near you. Now, do you know a Catherine by any chance, Kathy or Catherine?
I know a Catherine that I work with.
Work with, okay. Because
mm-hmm.
I've just heard you talking with her. Are you close with her?
I'm not super close with her, but I admire her. She's okay. A single lady, too, and she's very intelligent. Very caring.
There's some connection there. I feel like she could, I don't know, turn you on or refer you to a group, or something she says inspires you. But I can hear you two talking, and there's something that she's a trigger for you in this new direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
And also, I want to say locally, I know it's difficult. I can feel the fatigue, the tired. I can feel, but if you just start with a little movement here and there. That's it. That's all that's really required for you right now. And even driving around out of your area.
Okay.
Also will be helpful. I feel a center. There's something near you that's, it's not totally perfect or ideal, but it's going to satisfy. If, I don't know if it's a yoga center or studio. It feels like there's, I feel physical activity there. It could be yoga and some workout, but I feel like there's some, could be a health club or something. But I feel that is coming up more February, March, and that seems to give you some added energy and direction, you know, inspiration, so that you think, oh, you know what, I'm just going to start driving around. I'm gonna look around. I'm going to just reach out more. So but what I'm really hearing from your specific guide, your higher self, is saying, yes, you are on the mend. There is a turning point that's happening. Just start going to where it is that you're drawn to for a visit.
Okay.
You're going to see a job. I feel like what you do, you can carry over into the new location, and then you'll be bridging.
Okay, great. Well, I really appreciate your time and your kind words, and I will certainly start moving forward with it.
Wonderful. If the time is now, you'll have the energy to do it.
Thanks so much, Michelle. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
I could feel it. Thank you. Wonderful heart connection you have. I'll share that with more people.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Blessings. Bye-bye. Wonderful. Okay. Those of you that are listening, if you do have a question, press *1. Or no, *1. Press one. I'm a little in the zone. Okay, from tuning in. If you have a question and you're listening by phone, press 1, and I'll know that you have a question. And those of you in the chat, I can see when you type in caps. Okay. Hello, blessings. 361-949. You're on Awakenings.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Michelle as well.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. I just have a question about the Blu-ray and what you might have to tell me about the Blu-ray. And I was reading a blog from someone else that mentioned that people of the Blu-ray were actually going to be experiencing people opening to spreading the message of truth in a much different way than it's been perceived in the past.
Yes, yes. Well, you're working with the Blu-ray, you're working a lot with being a visionary. You're working with seeing, you know. Also seeing your truth and speaking your truth and living your truth. The Blu-ray brings a sense of calmness and completeness and clarity.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the path. So there may not be, now when you're speaking your truth or saying what it is that you're saying, whoever you're speaking it to whomever, they may not see that right away. But down the road, they will feel that, oh, I have clarity now, I have understanding. So there's a gentleness to the Blu-ray, but there is also a little, I want to call, a soft mallet. Have you found that in your life where people, sometimes you'll just say something and it kind of upsets the apple cart, so to speak?
Yeah, I've been told I have the velvet glove touch.
Yes, that's great. Exactly. So you've got the iron fist and the velvet glove, but afterwards, the people, it's kind of like in those cartoons when you see someone hit, boing, you know, and then they go, oh, I can see clearly now. So in a way, it's a relaying of the spiritual energy and light. It's a little shocker. You can be a little shocker, a little awakener. And the reason is because you come in on a vibrational frequency and a focus that's all about truth. So sometimes you just are very nicely in a conversation and opening up, and something flashes in your mind, this person is doing this again, and you just blurt out, I've heard this before. When are you going to make a change? What? What? You're not listening to me? But it's what that person needs to hear, because usually the people that you do that velvet, you know, iron fist in the velvet glove to, they usually have people around them that are enabling them or just listening to them say the same thing over and over, and they're not getting better. So when you come in with the blue ray energy, you want people to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help people. You don't want people to be stuck. You don't want to just listen to them repeating the same thing over and over. You're really here to shift the energy so that they can see the truth of who they are. So a lot is about truth, sensitivity. Now, see, a lot of times people think, well, sensitivity, oh, they're so calm or nice, you know, they're not going to say anything. But you tend to know what level the light needs to come at somebody. And sometimes someone, you know, you're working with the subtle energy and it's, you know, it's like a Reiki treatment. And then other people need a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of your gift coming in, is to help others open to this as well. That's also part of the shift, is to help others open to their own inner shifting and their own inner knowing so that they can know what to do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think for me, I just felt like I've had to hold back so much. Like I'm like always feeling like I have to turn it down. I'm just wondering if that's going to continue or if there's a, you know, if sometime soon I'm going to be able to really turn it on and really be the fullest that I am.
You can now. I'll give you permission. There's souls giving you permission. Yeah. The thing is what you're going to have to get comfortable with is some people aren't necessarily going to like it, but part of what's happening is we have more love, more light on the planet right now. The vibrational frequency is higher, is more expanded. So that brings more transparency. Things are less veiled. So there's less, how do I want to say, false diplomacy. Like something can be said, right? Something can be said compassionately. But it's still, there's going to be less and less masking of the truth. And part of it is, and definitely the blue ray brings us in, is we don't have the time. Or why would you do that? It's like children. Children, you know, until they're socialized to do differently, really don't censor. But their intention, they mean well. You know, when a child says, you know, ooh, you have salad on your teeth. You know, or you spilled something on your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mother or father may say, "Don't say that." But why don't say that? The
right.
person has salad in their teeth.
It's like the obvious truth, and yeah, and so now people are more open to seeing the obvious truth, where before the veils and the illusions, really, people were more comfortable with that.
Yes, what happened is our conditioning, and you know, we're the co-creators of all this. So conditioning, you know, in other words, let's be social, and, you know, this means that, and when I drink tea, I don't slurp, and I do this and this and that. But what happened is we became over-conditioned, and the controlling mechanism came in so that the truth was not flowing, which means the light wasn't flowing, the love wasn't flowing, and the energy wasn't free-flowing. So now what we're moving in, what the spiritual hierarchy is wanting people to know, we are moving into a space of being receivers and responders. We begin to know and feel and know that we are all receivers. We're divine receivers. We're all channelers of all that's in the etheric, all that's in the cosmic mind or divine mind or the collective, and I don't mean mainstream collective, but We all are source. Because the physical body is simply a container for the soul's impressions and the soul's imprint. And we begin to realize and recognize that we're spirit-led. This Shakti, this spiritual energy, this pranic energy animates us and makes us live. And then all we do is we channel this insight and this awareness, so we become receivers and responders. So when you, as you're saying, you've come in with this blue ray, you are responding. And there hasn't been yet the mainstream shift enough, or the race consciousness shift of the human race, humankind enough. They're still in receiving, censoring, and then reacting or responding from the censorship. So you're responding, as Michael Manuel is saying, receivers, responders, transformers. Yeah, so you're already coming in with that energy where you are receiving the inspiration or the insight or the understanding, and you're just responding.
Mm-hmm.
So you're living more transparency, more authenticity. It's the people around you are not yet ready or comfortable for that. But what I'm hearing to tell you, actually from your, just let me see, your guide here. Okay. What they're saying, and it's a wonderful light being, actually with a lot of blue energy of the blue ray, with a little bit of a purple and a little bit of a white coming in as well. It's a light being that's traveled with you 20 millions of years, this energy. It's an aspect of you. You're channeling this light through. What that energy is speaking to me and saying is that it's all your mind moves very quickly. You take information in very quickly. You understand what people are saying very quickly. So sometimes you're responding quickly or abruptly.
Yes.
So what they're wanting you to do is see that in your mind when you already know what the person's going to say and what their problem is or their issue is. They want you to just take a deep breath, kind of like a sigh, and then respond.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to let those people catch up to you.
Okay. And they feel received more so.
Yes. Yes. You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that's very, very true. Mm-hmm.
It's your processing. I don't know astrologically what your Mercury is in, but
Gemini.
No wonder. See, so you're quick. You're back and forth. You've already processed, and then you're responding. You're right. That person isn't feeling met. They're like, well, she didn't even listen to me. How does she know? How does she know what I mean? What I was going to say?
Mm-hmm.
How does she know? So, but you do know because you're processing it so quickly. That blue ray energy, is enhancing, Gemini, Mercury's ruling Gemini, so you're already there. It's very facile. You've got that mercurial mind anyway. Now you put that blue ray of the truth, the insight, it's much, and that's what you're saying. So what they are saying to you is, please don't hold yourself back. Don't dummy down. You don't even have to pull back on the voltage. It's just the space. You need to have just a little bit more space. So like you said, that person feels met, feels seen as individual.
Mm-hmm.
And then relay that insight, that information to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're also working on a soul path. Working with others on a soul path, aligning more to their soul path is what I'm hearing.
Yes, that's definitely what I do.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, That's going to help. I want to say I feel like there's another level of expansion where you will be working perhaps with small groups, maybe even a mentoring capacity, that can handle this faster energy motion that you have.
Yeah, definitely. I've noticed that I work with the entry-level people looking to find their path, and then those that have been on the path for a while who really want to go to another level, and that, yeah, I do, I guess, my highest work with people that can keep up, so.
Yes, exactly.
Something to notice.
Yeah. And you'll do, I feel like there's some groups coming more for you with that group. You'll still be working with the entry level because I do feel that does give you a certain joy when you see people shift or the transformation of they go, oh, they get it, the aha. And I also feel that there's going to be more perhaps, I don't know, statewide or country. Definitely I feel some traveling, some small, it could be from some certain cities, some travel with your workshops, and as well, if you don't have a book. There's a book coming, workbook coming from you, coming through you.
Yeah, I have a lot of those. I've been doing really well bringing things through. I haven't been able to get the message out in the way, you know, in the way that I know it's meant to come through me. But I already have a lot that I've brought through, and there could be more. I just kind of put a stop on it because I kind of needed to focus a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I feel a lot of stuff comes through you. The thing is it's a manual. I don't know if it's another book then. It's not, or it's synthesizing what you already have. And if you have this, it's focusing on that manual that helps people.
Okay.
Like what to do, you know, weekly in their soul's unfoldment. It's more of a manual, and it may be taking what you've already had, and it doesn't have to be big. I care 47 pages, and that's what you're going to give to people. And also, what it is you're the best is yet to come, and the more expansion where you're connecting more people is yet to come. I'll share with you, I work a lot with the soul's unfoldment as well, soul alignment. So people aren't yet ready. Some people are getting it about the soul alignment, the soul connection. We're still more in the mental realm and spirit. People are just starting to understand spirit. And so you're going to see more and more next year, the following year, you're going to see more and more people waking up to the soul's path. And that's when you're going to really see your work really flourish. The one thing is this one guide that's coming through is saying, though, it's you going to these, I don't know, bookstores, groups, centers, and whether it's a talk in something with the book signing and a talk or a mini workshop that leads to something else. And it's leaving something behind. So a little bit, because I feel like you've been certain people have been coming to you, but now you're moving into a space where you're going to go out to these groups or small groups, and then the gathering will begin more.
Cool. All right.
A major turning point for you is about this time next May, June of next year, and this time next year as well. And again, it has something to do with this one book or workbook, and really going in a new direction with it, as well as television. So I feel like there's some promotion stuff that's going to come about. Also something I keep seeing on a ship or something, one of those like a cruise or something. There's something that you're going to be doing with others. It's a shared effort, and that, again, will bring the draw. So everything that you've been doing, it has been preparation for this turning point next May, June, and October, November of next year. And I feel that it comes as an offer. Would you like to do this? Or we're doing this? Or come be a part of this panel? Or come be a part of this group? And there's a whole nother level and a whole nother opening that for you.
Well, that's really good news. I needed to hear that. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste to you. Thank you for calling in.
My pleasure.
Hello, 610-438. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hi, my name is Veronica. And
hi, Veronica.
I love the energy in your chat room. I just kind of stumbled upon you, and oh, my gosh.
Aren't they amazing?
I'm telling you, you got it going on, girlfriend.
I know. Oh, it's every, let me tell you, it's shared, it's the converging flow. I mean, all the people that are attracted to the chat room, which, by the way, was renamed by Kathy in the chat, Tammy, and Reiki One, as a sacred space of empowerment.
Oh, I love it. And as an intuitive and a radio host, I am in awe of what you have going on here. So good job.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
But, so tell me.
All of the.
You can't take all of the credit. Well.
No, as you know.
As I do know. So tell me, what can you pick up on my energy, or how do you do your readings, or tell me what to do? What do you need from me?
Okay, let's see. Okay, and I do see Skype caller. We'll be getting to you. Okay, let me just kind of tune in. If you ask a question, it opens a channel. So I do channel guidance. I do channeling, but also I'm psychic. So it just depends on what's needed and where someone is at and what's
I'm looking at new – I'm sorry.
New business. Well, I just started getting it, and we're attracting – I've got some goosebumps all over. So much light coming. So I guess the guys are saying we're attracting – right now, and you are one of Veronica, a lot of conscious, aware, awake light workers that are cleaning house to go to the next level. So there is a choosing. So this is for you as well as the other caller before that called in. So there is a choosing right now of your path, of the next level or step on your path of what you want to focus on.
Mm.
So, Veronica, you're the oversoul that connected with you. Boy, you have a lot of the blue energy, a lot of that communication, but a lot of, you're like cosmic mother, cosmic dead mother.
Have heard that many times.
Oh, my
good
God,
for,
you
yeah.
really hold. You really anchor the energy for someone to be in their process and even come unglued or lose it if they need to. You really are holding in that Gaia mother energy. Now, are you working mainly by phone?
I am. I just started going face to face, though. I just started
just
stepping
say
out.
They want you, okay, you're listening then. You're
I'm
listening.
Honoring
you're,
it.
They want you. They want. There's something about. Wow. There's something about your energy. Also, the physical being of the way that you look, the way that you carry yourself, that you make people very feel very safe, very comfortable.
You are amazing, girl.
With you, you're open, and your guides are coming through. They're like, let me tell her.
I love your energy. You are so much fun.
You do. It's bouncing off. They want you working in person. They want, you know what's funny? I see you like with a baseball team or a soccer team. You're going to have a special group around you that you're working with in your area that will also be echoing what you do. So you're to help them, to support them, to train them so that they can go out and go further.
Just the email I just got right before I tuned into your show. Unbelievable.
Oh. Yeah. Well, they're giving you the confirmation. I feel, you know, it's interesting. You're going to have a specific place to work out of as well. I do see a location. So you're one of the ones that's to anchor physically for us. So not just through the airwaves or the, you know, the Ethernet, but also physically embodied and in form. And I do see, now I feel a partner around you. There's a partner. I feel a male and a female. I feel that there's something going to be founded or funded.
Oh, my
and
gosh, yes.
and I'm feeling financial funding with this. So you're actually going to have a place, an actual...
Honey, you are dead
location.
On the money. Every single thing, dead on the money.
Wow.
110%
wow,
accurate.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's... I see workshops, I see seminars, I see something also near nature, outdoors, but
yeah.
I see a physical center, a physical place. There is funding for this. You will have, the female seems to be helping more one-on-one. The man I
mm-hmm.
see kind of moving in and out. He could bring more funding. But, yeah, you're one of the ones that's meant to have an actual bona fide physical location and to anchor this energy, this light, physically, in the physical plane, tangible plane. I see it already in form, so I don't know if you already have the space. If not, it's
we
very
do.
Soon.
You're, I just
okay.
actually, last night was my first meeting to be a co-creator from the ground up in a holistic learning center.
There we go.
And
there we go.
I was a development director, a fundraiser, so I've been asked by the gentleman who stepped in for the first time and asked me to help raise funds and to be an anchor. So
there you go.
Boy,
wow,
you're very good.
You are so, thank you. You are so on path. You are so
thank you.
Answering the call. And I see it very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I yeah. see you creating a template. Now, is there children involved with this as well?
You know, it's funny because every time I do my angel cards and I do my reading for myself, the card comes up that it's in my divine plan to work with children.
Yeah.
And I have this joke, I can't stand dogs or kids is how I joke, but I'm just joking, and they both love me. And I love kids. I always do that. I can't stand dogs or kids, and they take right to me. But, yes, my goal is to teach little souls on the level that they can comprehend.
Yeah, this is
yeah.
why it's happening. It's so supported. Because I do see children, and I see, and again, I wasn't, that's why I said the dead mother and, you know, you have your baseball or soccer team, because I feel adults and some parents, but I feel like there is a very strong program that down the road will also interface within the school system. Fairly near to you. I don't know if it's the one, it may be right there. It seems to come through one of the parents. And it's a you know, like after school life enhancement program,
mm-hmm.
and then I do see you also going into the classroom during school, and I see you working a lot with color, sound, art, and I see field trips. I see you in nature with the kids, you know. So that yeah, it's going to be very 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 viable, and I do see it supported by. Community, parents in the community. So I see the fundraising going well. I don't know if you're going to have subscription, but there's something that's on an ongoing basis.
Membership.
That I,
membership.
There we go. Membership.
I picked it up last night. I picked up on that energy. And it's very
yeah.
interesting because everything you're speaking, I spoke last night to them, and this is amazing to me. Like when we have this synergy together and, you know, you and I or the universe,
mm-hmm.
we all have that ability, and it's so validating. And people
it
like
is.
You and I that do this work, isn't it the best thing you ever did?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is, too, and this is such a good time to share this, because the spiritual hierarchy, they've not involved, they are, in a sense, you know, an aspect or all of us are connected into this energy or this awareness, this template. They're where we get, they unfold the plan, the universal plan. So they're where we're getting, and I say they're, even though it's not, you know, people,
mm-hmm.
but from these impressions of this light being energy or light energy, love energy, they're where we're getting the ideas. And also from the oversouls, of, we get these flashes of insight and these ideas. We need to create the forms, the new forms. So, you know, last week I had at a workshop, someone said, you know, well, everything's dissolving, you know, the systems, the government, the corporate, what's going to happen? Where, you know, what's the next step? I said, we're creating it. We're co-creating the next step. We're co-creating the membership-supported, you know, center that for the to teach the young ones. So Veronica listened. You listened. So this, the next system, the new paradigm, the new embodiment, the new economical system, the new school system, isn't going to just poof, be there. We embodied, in form, incarnated here, have to create it. So those of you that are answering the call, it's amazing, it's wonderful, because the new forms, the spiritual hierarchy, the oversoul, the energy of source, God, the I am, that all that is, has to come through us and act through us, because they're not in physical form. We have to do it.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, the other thing that was in my chart and that I keep hearing is, by the time I'm 52, and I'll be 47 on Friday, money will flow like a river into my life.
Oh,
listen, do you get any feelings on that?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I say it's going to be very successful. You'll be very supportive, especially with this membership, because, listen, and even I want to share with you, even in your area, but it'll expand out of your area, where if people are coming to town, they can do, you know, what is $29.95 or $50 a year,
mm-hmm.
on top of, because I see membership, but I'm also seeing there's you know, an exchange for certain courses that come in as well, mm-hmm. or certain workshops. So you're going to find that people are free, or will be more freely giving, just because of the idea, so that you have that cushion there.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So I want to say yes, 52, between 52 and 54, there are major lifestyle changes. I feel like you could even go into franchising with this. There's something about setting it up in another state, even country. There's a lot to do with further networking nationally and internationally. And I do see you moving, and I see you living in a different lifestyle, where you're more of the director and just, you know, coming in. So, yeah, your path, you came in definitely to work with the material plane. So the resources are there, the finances are there. You're taking this risk. You will definitely be supported. You will definitely receive as you are putting out, because you're putting a lot out.
Well, thank you, Angel. This was wonderful, and you are an angel, and I appreciate so much your gift and spending time with me. So thank you.
Thank you, Veronica, for calling in and sharing also. It's been very inspiring.
Let's keep in touch. I love like-minded people.
Yes. If you email me info@selfandlight.com, that would
gotcha.
Be, if you have a chance, that would be great. I'd love to keep in touch with you.
I will do that. Thank you. And you have a wonderful, wonderful room. Look at all these beautiful souls in there. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Skype caller. You're on Awakenings.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this Beth?
No, it is not.
Oh. Is this Amber?
No.
Who is it?
This is Queen Goddess Uokis.
Oh, Queen Goddess. And what's the name, Queen Goddess?
Uokis.
Uokis, okay. Okay, so there's another Skype call somebody put in the chat, so I will be there. Okay. All right, Queen Goddess. All right. So where do we want to start? Do you want to start? Do you have a question or a comment, or want to share something?
In the beginning, it sounds good.
At the beginning?
In the beginning, you asked me where did you want to start. Specifically, I would like to know about my work in the media and my work with children and anything related to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The first thing I heard about was, what was the stories? To relay stories. Is that making sense to you?
Perhaps.
Okay. Because I feel more writing around you. It's interesting, as I tune into your energy, I see a lot of, I don't know if it's brown and black, black and white, something very textured. I don't know if I'm seeing something on the wall. And a staff. So let me go back. It's a very, very long, ancient energy that you're drawing from and bringing in that needs to be in physical form. So you need to anchor. They're telling me you need to anchor more of what it is that you're doing. Writing of some sort. I don't know if it's music, if it's, but I feel that the form needs to first be anchored in the writing.
Okay.
And then expressed. But boy, we're going back a very, very long time. There's something about the lineage, the village. Let's go back. They're bringing me back even further and further and further. And the music. Now, are you working with children one-on-one right now?
No.
Okay, but you'd like to?
Yes.
Work more with children. See, and it seems with you a lot to do with, I feel like with music, with instruments, there's something wooden, some kind of wood block. But what is going to anchor it is the writing. So have you put down any writing of what it is that you want to do, or kind of like a, you know, a syllabus or, you know, a workshop or a seminar or a curriculum, anything like that?
No, I have not.
Okay. That's where you need to start, because right now I'm seeing that this energy is coming through. There's this insight. There's this information. And the first step for you is to put it on paper, to ground it, so that it's more in a physical form that people can see. And to also focus on the writing.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying also focus on the writing. That's one of the forms.
All right.
Because right now I'm seeing all that energy, that information. It's like it's all in your mind. It's all in your head. You need to relay it somehow. But I feel like it's not just relaying it verbally, you know, on air. I feel that it's also putting it in a physical form. And also that will make you feel very fulfilled, they're saying, very happy. Well, actually, he said happy. That's my word, very happy. It will bring you much joy is what I'm hearing to tell you.
All right.
Does that make sense for you?
Writing, yes. It's probably something that one of the areas I haven't been doing, obviously, that I know that I can do and very well.
Okay, good. It's gonna just ground what you're doing. Okay, it's just gonna ground it more, so that people have something to hold on to.
Would the writing be? Now you said like a would it be like a book or something for just a template for myself or both or?
What I'm hearing is you need to start with the template for yourself of what you want to do. It's going to ground the energy. It's interesting. They're not telling me that your energy is scattered. It's just like all this information, I just see it coming, you know, like an energetic highway right to the mental plane, and then it stops. So I feel like you have a lot in your mind, and maybe you talk about it, verbalize it. But it's still staying in the etheric field. It's still staying on the mental plane. It's verbalized, but it's not yet concretized. So it's putting it in a form. So the first step for you is what I'm hearing is to put it in form, to write it out for you, what it is that you want to do, what's your vision, you know, in a sense, what, you know, almost like what they're telling me, like a syllabus, what you want to assist others in and how will they receive that, so that it gets very clear to you. The second is definitely a book with your insight, your information, this ancient wisdom that's coming through. There is a, that will also be in book form. All right, Queen Goddess?
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Blessings. Hello, 203-482, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi.
I could, too, use some clarity on, you know, what I should be doing on a professional level, because I have so many different things that I do. I do candles, I write, I also do readings, and I teach intuitive drawing. But it seems like I'll get to a certain level with everything, and then I'll have to switch my focus. And I just want to make sure that I'm doing all that I can with my talents, you know, to help out.
Okay. Now, what's
here.
Your first name?
Rachel.
Rachel, okay. Candles, right. And then, okay, the first thing I'm hearing is to do it all. And one of the things that, as we're moving into this new paradigm, new way, embodiment, we're about in the doorway of that. You know, we're stepping into the bigger room of this. Is that your soul's purpose or your soul's path is not particularly always what you do, but how you do it, the consciousness with what you do it. So the things that you're doing in your life, whether you're writing, whether you're singing, or you're going to say, I'm being a counselor, I'm being an intuitive, I'm being a singer, those are simply modes of expression of your higher self or modes of expression of your soul coming through. So they're the way that you do your path, the way you express and experience your path. I do feel for you, Rachel, the strongest around you, I do feel, is using your, you're very creative, but I mean, we're all creative, but you also make nice paintings, nice pictures. You're an artist. So
yeah.
You're really, the strongest pull for you right now is using your painting.
Okay.
The candle making. So the artist. So what I want you to do, and you're gonna begin to tune into this right now, but then the more of this will unfold for you in the next 2 to 3 days, that you're going to be connecting into, I express my soul's purpose through creative expression. I express my soul's purpose through artistic expression. I express my soul's purpose through artistic creativity. I help others to do this. So that's, yes. So you need to put in form on paper or bit card, you need to put down that you do this and how you do this. And so you're going to help people. And, of course, your intuitive awareness is going to come through. Your intuitive insight, your intuitive knowing is going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
But you're helping others to connect into their soul and feel their spirit, to connect in spiritually through artistic expression, through self-expression. And that's simply the tool or the mode of you, for you, the way to do this. And this you can do at schools, at libraries, at camps. This you could do at bookstores, you know, at centers. So you as well are to put your program together of what you do and how you do it. And then you're going to see a focusing happening that you know and you feel that every time you're doing this, you are living your soul's purpose. You are experiencing your soul's path.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it made me light up. I feel so much better.
Yeah. So you're doing it. It's now doing it with conscious awareness and sharing in a conscious way that will start drawing those resources to you that you need and want.
Excellent. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings, Ray.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Skype caller number 3. You're on Awakenings. Hello. Is this Beth? Okay, so there is a Skype. I'm going to the Skype caller. The let's see. Let's go to another one.
Is that there?
Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello, you're on Awakenings.
Hi, this is Beth from the chat. I just called in a couple minutes ago, and it all shut down on me.
Oh, okay, Beth.
Yeah, it was sad. Well, I love listening to your show. I frequent the archives very frequently.
Oh.
I listen to them on my way
Wonderful.
To and from school. Sorry if my connection's a little off.
It's okay.
Beginning echo. Okay, as long as you can hear me.
I can.
Well, I'm starting massage therapy school in 11 days, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's something I've wanted to do for a while now, and I was just wondering if it seems to the higher knowledge base, so to put it, if that's the thing that's for me right now, and am I gonna do what I intend to do with this great tool?
Absolutely. It shows you embarking upon a new path, and it does show you, I feel massage is one, but I also want to say Reiki or energy, light energy work, because I feel a lot of energy coming through your hands. Maybe
All
people
right.
have even told you this, that you have a healing touch. So I
yes.
feel that you're going to very much be building up a wonderful practice. I'm also seeing with you, are you doing some, or thinking of doing some type of cleanse or taking these supplements? Because I see changes in your diet for you as well. And I'm also seeing you, could be supplements or tinctures of some sort. I can see droppers. So I do
yes.
see
yes.
some changes. Okay. That's going to be very well received. That support, the body needs that right now. So follow through on that. I see you working at one location, and then I do see you traveling. And I feel like it's a spa or retreat. There's something where you are going to get a job that I can hear you saying, God, I'm glad that I got this. I've been learning so much, and I'm meeting so many cool people. I really like this. And it may be part of what I'm seeing is after you're studying a while, it's the practical, and then meeting people. But it does show that after that you complete, that I do see you getting a job in a actual place as well as traveling. There seems to be some traveling with you as well.
Wow, yeah. It's,
in
it's
your car.
An hour from, yes, ma'am, that is so correctly. I'm
so
sorry.
Car.
I
okay, because I see you in the car
yeah.
a lot. Hmm?
I drive an hour to school and back, and then I drive a half hour to work and back because I live in a community. So, I mean, yes, most definitely. And I love the energy healing. It's all right on the money. It's amazing. I'm befuddled.
yeah. Well, you're on your right path. And it's interesting because the energies that are with us right now are all about helping everyone anchor the expression of your soul's path. So you're definitely doing that. So a lot of this is simply just confirmation for you. Yeah, I see you. Now, do you know the spa or the retreat that I'm thinking of? The center?
I really don't have any clue. I'm thinking maybe it's because I'm just now starting the massage therapy school, and it's more like it's a retreat. It's a college that you go to learn about yourself, and you grow and you develop teamwork and, you know.
Oh, no wonder. So that's why I'm hearing you say, okay, because I keep hearing you say, oh, I'm so glad I did this, or I'm so glad I'm meeting
yeah.
such great people, and I love doing this. I love what I'm doing. So you're definitely on the right path, and you're definitely getting the messages. You're listening to that, the soul imprint coming through you. You're definitely also being what I call spirit-led. You're feeling that subtle energy drawing you in a certain direction. And I do, again, I do see after school, I do see you having work. I don't see you having to wait a long time to build up your practice or work. There'll be a one location place, you know, retreat place or spa, and then because I can hear wonderful music there, and I see wonderful pillows around, selling of some kind of book or products. You might only be there a couple days a week. It seems like you start there, but then I hear you saying, yeah, but I'm also doing outcall, or I'm going to this location or that location. Because, boy, you are going to be driving a lot. I don't see that stopping anytime soon. I can see you moving that little back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
There's something for you about that movement. I'm not sure what it is. They're not relaying that to me, but they are saying, tell her she will be. Yeah, it clears your mind. I also see you don't mind it, actually.
Of course not. Yeah. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. I also had another question. My son and I have not physically separated, we'll put it, for some time, and it's kind of distressing. And I was wondering how things are unfolding for that for me.
I sense some resentment and anger and puzzlement, bewilderment on his side, a combination. You know, till it kind of, there's a shift and a let's get to know you more or get to know you again or get to know you better is in a couple of years. I feel you'll be more established in your new direction. And instinctively, intuitively, I see him kind of reinterested or coming back around. I feel, is he with the father?
He's with the grandparents right now.
Grandparents, because I feel there's a strong male energy or male presence around him.
Very strong male presence.
Yeah, very strong male, because forget the grandma. She's from,
yeah,
I don't feel her
exactly.
energy hardly. I mean, it's like a little, you know.
Well, his actual maternal earthly grandmother has passed, so he's with the step-grandmother, and
they're not aligned at all. She has very little influence on him. I mean, it's a small ray of light I see between them. It's the dharma, if you will, or the life experience or expression. They're not meant to really react or interact that much together. But the grandfather, very strong male. It feels like a father energy, very strong.
Yeah, very much.
But he is also, right now he may feel a little safe with that, but I do see him wanting to kind of break free from that down the road.
Yeah.
And go on his own, let me see for myself mission. You know, so there will be a bit of a rebellion there is what I'm hearing. It's stretching of his wings, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Breathing, kind of, and that's when I feel that the two of you will reconnect more. And I also feel like you live very differently than they live, so it's going to be quite interesting, you know, when you go to mom's house. Oh, that's kind of interesting, or that's different, or, you know, but I feel good. And he'll find himself, he'll find his way,
oh, yes.
He'll find his inner connection. But right now, I mean, you came in to do it this way. You're very much to focus on you and establishing you, you know, your path and, you know, anchoring the expression of your path more fully and completely. And then I do see him around, intermittent in and out, but I do see him around more.
Mm. That's wonderful.
So know that it's nothing you did. It was, you know, sometimes we do our creation.
I do feel like it's a learning experience for me. I really do. Like, it's kind of a painful issue, but I feel like it's so important. And I think that it'll be the thing that brings us together in the end, like you say, is this growing separately and then coming back together.
Yes. Yes. You know, and sometimes we do create things out of the ego personality. So we do create things of a lesser creation, not out of expanded consciousness. And then we can co-create things from the extension of the higher self. But this situation, I do feel, was deemed energetically. So it's already what we say in the energetic matrix, or if you say in the Akashic records, or it was going to happen this way. There's a reason for that. And it was a reason for him to get this very strong male imprinting and then later to connect in more with, So this is something that was deemed to be so even before there was the physical, you know, or the more earthly, if you will, connection or incarnation with the two of you.
Well, I thank you for your so much time. I did have a small question also. I feel like my uncle that passed away when I was, oh goodness, it's probably been 20 years or so, I feel his presence around me. I feel like he is my guide. I mean, he's red hair, curly red hair. I see that. I see his smile a lot. And I was wondering if that my intuition, am I being
true
to myself?
Yeah, now he's around you right now. Now, was this around 11? Because I feel like a big shift for you around age 11.
That is exactly when it all happened.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what he's telling me. He's saying age 11. And you considered him a guardian.
Yes.
Let me just ask him. And you have his laugh. You have his humor. You have his stubbornness. You have his willfulness, he's saying. His willfulness. Oh, my God. I never left you. I'm right here. You thought he left you because you couldn't understand. You said you're right. You've always felt me. You've always seen me. And I never left you. I'm right here with you. The other thing, he greatly liked the outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was very strong, very... you lived your life path. So... But he's saying, no, I didn't leave you. You thought he left you. And so he's going back to that age and stage of 11 and saying, no, I didn't leave you. I was right here with you. I'm still right here with you.
Wow.
You felt him all along, but obviously his denser physical presence, you can't really, you know, see.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. It was very traumatic, his passing. So I guess, even though I didn't feel like it bothered me at the time, I can look back and now, and I've always thought about him, you know, so.
Yeah. You felt, the thing is also, at that time, what he's showing me, 11, you felt him and sensed him, but then he wasn't there tangibly, and it was just very cut off, like now he's gone, you know, and you felt left. Because I somehow feel he was this guardian for you, guardian angel, or protector holding the space. You felt very connected with him. So it was a bit of a shock.
Yeah. He was always the one that I felt like reflected my soul out of all of my family, I guess. The best way to put it. We were so alike, and now that I get that confirmation, I feel so much better.
Yeah. You're so, yeah. You know, it's interesting because on a spiritual level, soul level, etheric level, since we're all connected, when someone crosses over, it obviously it's just the physical, denser physical body disappears, but holographically they remain. Their energy sequence and pattern, their energetic beingness stays there, and then so that spiritual connection never goes. So we have to learn to connect in with them in a different way, to know that sometimes we speak words that they would speak. Sometimes they speak through us. Sometimes they laugh through us. Sometimes we feel them. Sometimes we smell them. So it's just, it's a different dimensional living. We're living with them on a parallel universe, or layering, a different layering of the dimension. But he's been walking with you. He's been walking with you.
Thanks much.
Yes. Thank you for calling in. Blessings, Ben.
Blessings.
Well, thank you all for being here and sharing your love, light, wisdom, and your insight. Thank you to the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room for holding the energy and being there, as always. And again, I'd love to connect with you on Facebook at Awakenings page. It's called Awakenings Radio. Twitter at Awakenings Tweet, and of course at info@selfandlight.com if you'd like to keep in touch or be on the news, in the newsletter, the Starseed newsletter, and receive information. It's just been so wonderful to be with all of you, and we'll be doing this monthly. I thank you so much for your questions, your comments, your emails, your appreciation. I really love walking this path with you, and I honor you. And connecting with you is an honor and a gift. And so until next time, continue to shine your light. share your insight, and keep awake.